were intellectuals and freedom-loving people, and then in practice they showed they were backward, and they tried to introduce and defend the Western values, the values that were against our people. And then they stood against our people. They confronted our people. They used deceptive words. They showed that they were intellectuals. And then they criticized late Imam Khomeini. And they even insulted him. And little by little, they thought that it wasn't enough just to criticize the establishment, our leader. What they did was they took up arms and they took to the streets and started confronting people with arms. I'm talking about the first 10 years of our revolution. Instead of sitting and thinking about the problems we had at the time, problems that were left for us by ex-regime, and problems that we faced after the revolution, instead of finding solutions to these problems and help solve these problems, and shoulder some responsibility, instead of doing this, they started working against the revolution. They criticized, they tried to downgrade and denigrate this revolution, and then they picked up arm and they confronted people. In fact, we had a problem on our hand, a war had been imposed on us, and we were fighting to protect our borders, and then these elements inside cities took up arms and started shooting people and confronting the system on the street corners. Now, Islamic system, our system, has its identity not from the people. Now, what I mean by that is the responsibility that we are shouldering and the opportunity that we have been given, first of all, comes from God, and it is through the people. In fact, these people with a strong faith and resolution, these people are the backbones of our system. Of course, at the time, these the same people came and confronted the plotters, and they were destroyed. But that didn't mean that the enemy was finished. But no problem at all. Anytime our enemy starts to plot against our people, the same people will rise up and fight them and defend the system. This is how it's been in the last 30 years, and it will continue. And in fact, when it comes to fighting the enemies of Islamic Republic of Iran, this has been the case. And as long as our enemy in and their plots in whatever shape and form plot against us, they're going to lose when these people are confronted by people. One of the characteristics of these people, the enemies, was that they thought they were above ordinary people, the street people. The second mistake they made was they dependent, they thought they could depend on the people. So the first mistake, when you think you are better than others and look down on people, then if the same people made a decision or made a choice, and then the same people would be criticized and insulted, and those people usually called the same people that they dependent on, they call them ignorant people and who don't know what they are doing. In other words, they really didn't care about these people because they thought they were above the people. And the same groups depend on the enemies of the people. Let's ask ourselves who our enemies have been from day one of the victory of Islamic revolution in Iran. American government and the world Zionism. The Zionist and the American government, these two were our enemies. They have been more hostile to us than anybody else. I have noticed that some Western countries, for instance, European countries, every now and then, they make some negative statements about Iran, but real enemies are the U.S. government and the Zionists. Even the Zionists come before the Americans. After all, they have the control of the political system in the United States. So now we know, and we have known all along, that the Zionists and the American government have been our enemies, and they will stay our enemies. So those elements that depend on the enemy and the support to be given to these people by the enemy, then they're going to lose out, and they don't understand this. So when we see that our enemies and their operatives have stepped into the ring, we should be alert. From day one of the Islamic Republic's establishment in Iran, they have plotted against us, and if their plots were effective, then we shouldn't have seen a sign of Islamic Republic in Iran or Islamic Revolution. But now you see Islamic Revolution is stronger than ever. Even today, we see that our enemies are still plotting against us. I just don't understand why they haven't realized by now, and they still don't realize that with all the money they have wasted, in fact, to plot against us, all the plots that have been leveled against us, all these elements that they have created here and there in the country to work against us, all these efforts have not borne any effort. But then again, they turn around and they set aside a budget of $45 million to work against the Islamic Republic of Iran.